If you were ever to get another chance again at being an AFL senior coach, how have your philosophies on the game changed since your time being at Collingwood? I know you're part of this to why Collingwood's been so successful, but yeah, how you view the game now to when you were as a senior coach at Carlton?
Yeah, there's the time at Carlton, there's lots of reflections, Lloydie. You know, when situations like that happen, you grow, but and you learn from them. Some things I'd repeat and do again. More specifically to that situation, we probably wouldn't go to the depth of rebuild that we did. Like, we turned 45 players over in 3 years, and you look back at it now, and I think Soss mentioned it a bit, it's probably professional suicide, and it was a whole club approach, but probably wouldn't cut that deep. I've really realised, both through the Hawthorn period and now here, the importance of leadership on the oval. I think we look to retire people off over 30 very quickly, but leadership on the oval at this level, when it's so tight and strong, is invaluable. You know, Pendles, Howe, Jamie Elliott, Darcy Moore, these guys really hold your youngsters together. So philosophically, that would be one thing. And then we've all done it under pressure, and when you're trying to help players, sometimes coaching more broader and not all the detail, in spite of thinking the detail will help players, sometimes it can be a bit all-consuming, so I'd probably narrow that up. So they're two big takeaways. Never go to such depth on list build, and, yeah, be a bit more broader in some of the messaging.